Okay.
Kutim Aran Torah Tzadik Aleph. Covered Parshas Eitzeh. Come to Hanukkah. Here we go. So the loaded Torah. It's small, but there's a lot within it. And you see, we'll build the Yisod. We'll learn Torah inside. We'll quote a little things from Kutim Alachos and try to build the sugya for Parshas Eitzeh, the Zman of Kislev now. So it says like this. Nachman starts like this. Pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach, so we know what it's talking about. It's talking about the war with Amalek. Right? So obviously you speak about that as Ha'ar of Purim, right? So speaking about whenever Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were up, right, Klai Yisrael would win, be winning, and if it was down, then Amalek would be Mizgaber, and Klai Yisrael, Amalek was Mizgaber, Klai Yisrael wouldn't do as good. So Pasuk says, we learned this Torah together, Adam, we learned this Torah together before you went to Uman, on Shabbos. Yeah, I think it was this one. It was on Shabbos, so you didn't like mark it down, but I think we learned it together. So it goes like this. Ki yesh kama mine emuna. Right? There's different types of emuna. There's different levels of emuna, which is already a chiddush to a person. Like, this is the biggest thing I love speaking about. Like, you ask a person, you have emuna or not? Everyone's like, oh, yeah, of course I have emuna. Like, what does it mean? I believe in Hashem. Meaning, obviously, the emuna that Rav Matal Zilber has is not the same emuna we have. So emuna is not just a button you press. Emuna is something you grow in. And there's different types of emuna. There's different madrigas of emuna. Yesh emuna shurak b'lev. There's an emuna that's just in the heart. V'ha ikr shetzarach liyos la'adam emuna kol kach achi ispashit b'chol ha'ivarim. That a person has such a emuna that it's mispashit. It breaks forth into your hands, to your feet, to your legs, to the bris milah, right, to the eyes, to the ears, to everything. That you're loaded with, you're an ish emuna. K'mo shemuv b'kitzvei Arizal. The Rizal says, shetzarach lagbiya yadav v'shas natila neged arosh. Why kidele kabal kedusha? Right, the Rizal says the kavana that anyone who's come for Shabbos knows this, that when you do netiyas adayim, when you say the bracha in the morning also, you raise up your hands and you say bracha Hashem again uchamish ekshem vatzvana on the netiyas adayim. So why? What's going on there? So the Rizal says there it's because you're being the kabal kedusha from that place. Separately, the Ben Yishchai says something in his halachos. He says you can tell where a person's emuna is according to how they do netiyas adayim.
Leibel Eger also.
Oh, there's a mitzvah of Leibel Eger and Rav Akiva Eger. Kiva Eger saw how Rabbi Label Lil Eger was doing the Tiyas Daim, he said you have nothing to worry about, he's fine. So obviously, we see if this Yadayim and Emunah go together, but there's a Kavana from the Rizal, Dafki, you lift up your hands to your head. Why? Nimsa, Shitarch Lazeh Emunah Vayadayim, which means that you need Emunah even into your hands. Lahamin, Shemecha Mash Magbi Yadav Kineged Arosh, Mikabal Kedusha. To believe that when you lift up your hands right next to your head, you're being Mikabal Kedusha from there. Ki below Emunah, Eino klum. Without emuna, you have nothing. There's nothing without emuna. You could have, like Rubenstein probably saying, I didn't hear the shir yet last night, but it was based off of Shalosh Shittos Torah. You could do a lot of things. If you don't have emuna of Yaakov Vinu, then you're an ace of Dikaju. If you don't have that emuna, there's nothing there. Like it says in Tehillim, kol mitzvah secha emuna. That all mitzvahs are built on emuna. Ukshesh lo emuna kazo. When a person has an emuna that even gets to your hands, ba min ha'emuna el ha'seichel. What happens is the emuna goes to a tzadik aleph. Now what happens is when you have this type of emunah, bam in ha'amunah, you're going to come from this emunah el ha'secha. That it's going to be traveling. It's going to come to your mind. V'chol ma shemachzik es atzal be'emunah. The more you mechazik yourself in emunah, the more you work on your emunah, ba el secha yoser. You come to a greater understanding of emunah. You come to a greater hasag of emunah. Ki adavar sheyatzarch mitchila ha'min. Because what you first thought, I have to believe in. I mean, let's say you have to believe in level A. Achshav, kishabayal emunah yoser gedola, meivin adavar rishon b'secha. You're going to understand. I mean, right now, let's say, emunah is not something you can grasp. Right? But believe me, if you look at what you believed in last year, in your emunah, to this year, I can't believe like that's what I thought my emunah was. Because you're growing. So now what you thought last year, is it's a davar plush. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to strive to get there, because like, Baruch Hashem, you got it. Right? So it means is that what you're constantly going more and more in your emunah, and things become more revealed to you. And things become that something you can grasp. But the ikr is that you have to keep going with it and keep building that emunah. But you see that emunah is vispashe. It goes everywhere. Right? The more you start realizing, the more you realize that there's a maisa with Rav Rubenstein tells about Rav Arla Belzer. That Rav Arla Belzer in Eretz Yisrael, he used to walk very like funky. He used to like very weird. If you look at him walk, like, you know. So Shamish asked him one time that like, why does Rebbe like walk like this? He says, what, you don't see the shemos hakadoshim on the ground? You can't step on the shem avaya. So meaning that his emunah was even in his feet. I mean, we're not holding by that level, right? We're not holding that, like, we don't see shemus HaKadoshim. But tzaddikim see that their emunah is even in their feet. Right? Their amunah is in their hands. It's everywhere, but it's mispashi. But you see it grows. I guarantee if you misborn in that, you think about your amunah from 2 months ago to now, it's a different person. That's what Ibn Nachman always says in Torah Vav. He says you have to do tshuva on your tshuva. Why? Because when you do tshuva for what you did before because you thought you were a madriga. And then you realize, I can't believe I thought like this was the emes. You have to do tshuva on what you thought was emes. And you have to, it means they keep growing. Time to do that. We're coming to Hanukkah. So we know you have to light mahadrin min mahadrin. So mahadrin min mahadrin is gematria tshuva. Mahadrin min mahadrin represents you're going weiter and weiter and weiter. That's gematria exactly tshuva. So now let's come back to our pasuk. That's why it says v'moshe, verse Amalek, by he yad of emunah, that his hands were emunah, which means, like Rash says, they were outstretched in tefillah. Shaya lo emunah kol kach gedol, that Moshe Rabbeinu had such an emunah, ach is pashit b'chol hivarim, that even his hands, by he yad of, it doesn't say his hands, it says by he yad of emunah, his hands were emunah. Meaning what? His emunah became his hands also. That it was nispashit to his whole entire guf. Shafil b'yadav hayah emunah kol kach gedola. That what? Ad bo hashemesh. That it went from his hands. What does the shemesh represent? Hainu la seichel shel kol davar. Right? The shemesh, we know from Torah Alfa Gdimran, the shemesh represents your mind. So what happened? Vahi yad of emunah, his hands had emunah, until where? Ad bo hashemesh. Till what? He went from the emunah in his hands all the way up to his seichel. The shemesh hu b'chinas chochma kamuva etzlein, like we said in Torah Aleph. So now we understand a little bit more what the Arizal is saying. That netiyas yadayim has a sheichas ta emunah. And Dafka, what do you do when you do Netiyas Yadayim? You put your hands where? To your moah. To represent. That's the first thing you do in the morning also when you wake up. So you realize the whole seder of the day starts in the morning. Mo da'ani afanecha melech ha'ikarem. What do you say? Be'amuna. Right? The whole thing, the first thing you say is amuna. And then the pasuk says, chadashim la'bikarim, rabe amuna secha. The whole day is built on amuna. And the first move you make, right, especially api the Zohar, you can't walk da'al amos without doing Netiyas Yadayim. Why? So I'll pee you this, it works very nicely. It's because you have to check into Emunah right away. And to know the whole day you're building and building that Emunah step by step. So now, Rav Nachman quoted a pasuk in Tehillim. It's quoted, the pasuk says, Kol mitzvosecha Emunah. So listen to this unbelievable Likutei Halachos on this pasuk. Kol mitzvosecha Emunah. It's mamish, it's givadik. It's in the Likutei Halachos, Hilchos maso matan lachadal tzimin yud zayin. This is what Rav Nachman says. On the pasuk, like we said before, kol mitzvah emunah, that everything we do is emunah. Ha'ikar ha'etzahu ha'emunah. He says the ikar eitz of everything. That's why I remember when I was first started to like get closer to Rubenstein. You know, first I was like, what are you know, schmoozing with him, that or not, this and that. Let's say, you know, shana rishona, let's say something come up in the house, right? My wife say, you have to go meet with Ria, I have to speak to Rubenstein. So I get back to the meeting, it'd be mamish, it would be awesome. Mamish an hour, you know, anyone who's met with him, it's kivadik, you know. And right, I mean, and my wife would get back like, knew her, like, how was it? I was like, oh, so gishmak. I'm like, this guy's amazing. She's like, oh, what do you say? What do you say? I was like, told me like to work on my emunah. She's like, what? Like, what does that mean? She's like, why was it so gishmak? Like, what did he tell you? Like, what did he tell you to do? I was like, I don't know. Really, he just like said like mechazik the emunah. I can't explain that to my wife, but it was he's right. It's mamish like that's the eitzah, and it's an ish panimis type of derech. But that's what the main derech is. The main eitzah is that if you have emunah, you have no issues. It's because we struggle in emunah. I mean that, again, it doesn't mean you don't have emunah. It means you have to build your emunah. But the ikar eitzah of Nelson's telling us is what? The ikar eitzah is emunah. Ki kshaminim be'emes b'Hashem yisbarach u'bashkachaso b'pratius, when you believe with full emunah in Hashem. V'vadai lo yipol mishem davar shvolom. Nothing's going to get to you. Nothing's going to make you angry. Nothing's going to really make you nuts. Ki adraba. Idea nefila is chazek yoser. Through a nefila, you're gonna be chazek more. Why? Kiloma nafal b'daito who rak machmas shodei ba'atzva shepogam is a pagam. This is an unbelievable yisod he's gonna teach us right now. Why would a person be low in their mind? Let's say you sin. Yeah, let's say you sin. You mess up. You miss a shachris. Right? You don't wear tzitzis one day. You miss tefillin. Whatever it is, whatever it could be. Yeah, don't keep Shabbos. So why are you sad? Why are you upset? Rak machmashe de ba'atmo shepagam eza pagam o avar chasholm eza vera gemura. You did an avera. Imkain bazeh ba'atmo roish is chazik is atmo. From that itself, the fact that you're upset you did an avera should be mechazik you. Why? Ki me'achar sheyodea akopanim shemekalkim aidea avera pogam ba'alamas elyonim. Why are you upset you did an avera? Why does it bother you? Because you upset Hashem? Which means that you have, that's the revelation, you have a moon in Hashem. Because you're upset that you did an avera and you did something against Hashem, that's a revelation that there's emunah there. Imkain yesh lo emunah. Ukshesh lo emunah yesh lo tikva adayin lo olam. And when a person has emunah, you have hope for anything. Nothing's impossible. Ki kol zman sheyesh lo amuna, yesh lo tikun olam. You always have a hope. There's something to be excited about. Like Reb Nachman says, time and time again. Im ata ma'amin sheyechom lekalkel. If you believe that you can mess up, if you believe that you can destroy, ta'amin sheyechlim lesakin. You have to believe that you can fix it also. Meaning, if you believe, that's an unbelievable story. If you believe you can mess up, you have to believe that you can fix. There's no such thing as despair. The ikr is emuna. When you fully believe in Hashkacha of Hashem, you're going to jump over everything. That's why Pesach is called Leil Emuna. Leil Seder is called Leil Emuna. So Pesach represents what? Yidalig. Because there's emuna, oh, boom, you can skip 1,000 steps. That's why emuna b'miloi, if you spell out the words emuna, we'll get back to this remez later, but you spell out emuna b'miloi, it's kamacha 334, it's kamacha exactly Leil Seder. Because Leil Seder is the night where it's full emuna. That's why you skip, literally, you skip 1,000 steps. You skip 50 steps on Leil Seder. You have all the oros that come to you on Shavuos, you have Leil Seder. And then you lose it all the next night. But you skip literally 50 steps. And you jump over everything, but it's what? Through that emuna. And the main thing Yetzirah wants to do to a Jew is to make you think that what? Ein lo od shum tikva. You don't have any more tikva. That you're done. But the nikud is that you have to know that with emuna, everything's possible. And there's no yeish at all. And you could skip mamish 1,000 steps. Vafilu risham ubali averos uposhe Yisrael. Remember the word poshe Yisrael. Even poshe Yisrael. Kol zman sheshem Yisrael nikra lehem, dehainu sheish lehem emuna. They have emuna. Adain hu yisbarach mekabal tanug v'yisbaras mehem. Hashem gets tanug from them. Hashem gets enjoyment from them, pleasure from them. With emuna, even for us, that we're mamash poshe Yisrael, not that we're sinners, but we don't do everything perfectly. We could be better. But we have to know that Hashem gets an unbelievable tonic from us coming together to learn a little bit right now. So now let's bring this out in the parsha this week. First of all, the parsha is Vayetze. Vayetze is gematria ha'emuna, like we say in ha'aderes v'ha'emuna. At the end of the parsha, Yaakov and Lavan make a gedder between themselves. Yaakov calls it Gal Eid, so it's the sodas of Lag BaOmer, which we'll get to in a minute. Gal Eid's gematria ha'emuna. There's a lot of emuna going on here. But Dafka is because at the beginning of the week's parsha, Yaakov starts out on a derech. He's going on a derech, he doesn't really know where he's going. Right? And you see Dafka, he gets there, and the sun sets, not at a normal time, it's the middle of the day, and it gets dark. Which is Shaykh Tanin of Emunas Chbalelos, Shaykh Chanukah, right? When time's dark. Choshech Zuyavan. So the Indian is that what do you do when you're on the derech? What does Ish Pnimi do? So it's brought down in a Medrash Rabbah Ayin Dal, of Rubenstein quoted this. Says, you know what Yaakov Avinu did for 22 years by Beis Lavan? Says he said Tehillim every night. That's what the Medrash says. So Yaakov Avinu had an Indian Tehillim. So if you say Tehillim, what's the derech in Tehillim? So David Melech says in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, says, Derech, what's the Derech of Darmach? Derech Emuna Bacharti. Says, I chose the Derech of Emuna. And it means that that's a Derech. I mean, everyone says, what's your Derech? Like, what are you doing? Where are you? What's your Parnasa? What are you doing this? What are you doing? Imagine you answered someone, right? Said, oh, I'm on a Derech of, like, Emuna. They'd be like, and, like, what's your plan? Oh, Emuna. Emuna's not a Derech. It's a Derech of David HaMelech. I think that's a pretty solid Derech. That's the Derech of Mashiach. So that's the derech of Yaakov Avinu. He's going out to Galus here. He's going out to Charan, right? The Sfarim say Charan is lashon of Charan Af, right? Anger of darkness. But he's going with Emuna. That's how he's traveling. So we know that the Indian we say at night, one of the differences we say at night is that we say Shema, right? If we say Shema, we say V'Emuna calls us. V'Emuna calls us. Which means that Shema and V'Emuna is very much connected. So the basis of all our Emuna is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right, that's the emunah, that no matter what it is, whether it's Hashem, whether it's Elokeinu, which represents, which more din, right? But everything's Hashem Echad, that's emunah. So I wanted to say, if you take gematria, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's gematria 1118, it's gematria exactly, sorry, with the kolal, emunah kol zos v'kayim aleinu kihu Hashem Elokeinu v'ein. It's gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because that's the emunah. To know it's full, that the emunah of Shema Yisrael, you can live with that Shema Yisrael. Everywhere you go, you take that with you. And that's what we say, dafka, what? At nighttime, in Maariv, when things are dark. When the choshek's in the world. So now, the question is, how do we come to this emunah? Where can we come to Madriga to live with this emunah, that we can be zocha to this emunah? So it goes like this, is that we quote this 1,000 times, but we know. The Amsi, this pasuk is a remes to us, the pasuk we quoted in Kudimran, is a remes to us how we could take down a malik. The pasuk says, like, yadav emunah ad bo ha-shemesh. So obviously this has a shaychus to the inyan of nechamas amalik. I mean, what's the whole suffix of a malik? Yesh and ayin, right? Hayesh Hashem yekabenu im ayin. Right? We were confused. Is it yesh or ayin? So how do we take down a malik? So Rav Matl, you were at the Chabura last year when in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Matl said beautiful Ramazim on this. So it goes like this. And I added a couple of things. Vahi yadav emunah ad bo ha-shemesh. So if you take gematria, vahi is 31. Yadav is 30. So vahi yadav is gematria 61, is gematria ayin. Okay? Vahi yadav emunah. So now add ad. Vahi yadav emunah ad is gematria 237. Yeah? So if you take ayin b'miloy, so aleph is alpha on pay 111. Yud is yud vav dalet is 20. Gives you how much?
131.
Nun is 106. What do you get? 237. Vahi yadav emunah ad is gematria exactly. So vahi yadav is gematria ayin. Vahi yadav emunah ad is gematria ayin b'miloy, which is shlemus of ayin. That's how you take down a malik. So what's the next word in the pasuk? Bow. How much is gematria bow? What's 237 plus 3?
24.
24 is gematria malik. So how do you take down a malik? With the inyan of ayin. And then bow, then you can come to take them down. That's the secret of what's going on here. That's vayhi yadav emunah ad bow, right? You take down a malik like this, with this midah of ayin, with the midah of bitul to Hashem. That's how you fight a malik. So when's the day of the year we take down a malik? Purim. So now let's take the word emunah b'miloy. Ve'emunah, like we say now, you say ve'emunah kolzos. So ve'emunah, I'm not going to make you do it, take ve'emunah b'miloy, it's gematria 336, gematria exactly Purim. Because Purim is this day of emunah. It's a day where everything looks wrong. There's a gzera that we're going to be killed. But it's two tzaddikim, Mordechai and Esther, and boom, what do? They step up, and mevatel everything. Yeah, that's this week's parsha. Good, you know the remez on this? What did he say? So the way it goes like this, goes Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. So you have two Ramazan Purim. You have Yesh Hashem's gematria Purim v'anochi lo yadati is ad lo yada. So right there, you have Ramazan to Purim this week. Very good. So now it goes like this. So therefore we see that what this inyan of ayin of Purim, Purim again also, ad lo yada means you mevatel your das. You're being ayin to Hashem. You make yourself an ayin, that's the revelation of Amunah. Why? Because you're saying there's something bigger than me that I want to be mevatel myself to. Meaning, if a person, let's say, is married, even, yeah, you're married. So you're mevati yourself to your wife. That means that you're showing your wife that I have a moon in you. The biggest thing you can do for a person, the biggest way you have friendship, is that you trust them. Right? Just give you an example of, like, you have in sports, yeah? You have a rookie quarterback, yeah? The best way you show the rookie quarterback that you trust him, say, here's the ball, do what you have to do. Run your plays, and, like, let's see what it is. And that's how you can excel. If you hold him on ropes the whole time, he's not going to be able to do his thing. He's always going to know that you're not giving me a full shot. When you let a person, you show them you have a moon in them, that means that you're mevatel yourself to them, that's a moon in them. And that's exactly what a Jew has to do to Hashem. And we do it, that's how you take down a malik. You think, we don't even think about this. Moshe Rabbeinu put up his hands and we want a war. You know what that represents, Ramatel said? If you go to a war, let's say a physical war, a person goes like that in war, what does that mean? They give up. So you know what Moshe Rabbeinu did? He says, Bor Olam, I'm giving up to you. The difference is, in our world today, everyone else gives up. They're done. They have no one to hope in. But that's what he's telling you here. Nachman says this. In Vagoyim, there is Yeish. Because who do they have hope in? But Vakla Yisrael, when you put your hands up and say, I'm Yeish, your hands are going up like Moshe Rabbeinu's hands saying, Hashem, I'm Yeish into you. Which is the revelation that you don't have Yeish. And that's the revelation. That's going to give you Siyat Tishmaya. Dafka that Ayin is going to give you Siyat Tishmaya to take them down. So step further, yeah? So let's come back to what we said before. That dafka during this month now is when it's this month of Laila. It happens to be like Chanukah, right? Chanukah, the nase happened to the Kohanim. So Kohen's gematria 75 is gematria exactly Laila. And also you have Bitachon. Emunah Bitachon always good to get. That's the Aleph base. So Bitachon's also gematria Laila. It's gematria 75. So we know, it comes like this, that we say on Shabbos, Tov lehodos Hashem, lezarm leshim chayon, lehagid baboka chastecha, v'munascha balelos. So the inyan of Laila is, what do you have to do at Laila? You have to work on, you have to develop that emunah. So listen to these two small pieces. One is Sichos Aran, Simen Kuf Vav, Kedai to see it inside. Another one is in Likutei Halachos. First we'll do the one in Sichos Aran. Emuna Bechinas Or. Okay, there's our Remez to Chanukah right there. Emuna is the Nin of Or. The Emuna Shu Al Pi Chachma, Bechachmos HaTorah, Umasig Es Hashem, now a person could go through Chachma and learn about Emuna and be this one, that one, how does this work? What's this Emuna, that Emuna? And be a Chacham. So now that's good. Im kol zos, that's not the Iker though. Iker Emuna hu shehei mamin b'Hashem Yisbarach below os emofes. Without saying I need a sign, I need a revelation, I need a miracle. Without Chachma, without being so smart, like, should I believe in Hashem? Do I have proof I believe in Hashem or not? Zehu ikar emuna b'shleimus. That's shleimus of emuna. Ubechinas or kemoshe kasev. V'amunascha balelos. Meaning v'amunascha balelos means that what? That there's no or right now. There's nothing, there's no mofis. It's dark. But I believe anyway. That's the tachas of emuna. Sounds to be very nice. Does this work? Does this make sense? I'm thinking of this right now. I think it makes sense. Yeah, oh, perfect. Okay, remind me after I read the next Torah about Ashrei. Okay? Don't let me forget. Next Torah in the Kutei Halachos, like this. An ve'emunas ha'baleos, kishiro ha'adam shedaito mebubal ve'ino b'shleimus. Person sees that his mind is mamas mebubal. He's in the middle of midterms when he wants to get ready for Hanukkah. And apparently someone sent me today that they have, during Lag Ba'Omer, there's finals. And for some holiday 2 weeks before that, there's not even school. Whatever. Finals in Lag Ba'Omer, like crazy. God. And you can't understand that it's all from Hashem, and it's hard. And we have all those times. Don't get me wrong. No one here can say, I for sure can't say that you have all times where it's all givaldic. It's not. Sometimes it gets hard. And you can't see that it's all hashkacha from Hashem. And things have ups and downs. Kimo achshav begalus, beina ovde kochavim. We're living in the middle of New York City. So tumma of all tumma here. It's hard. And looks like this world is just under Teva. Right? No matter what it is, everyone's against the Jews, everyone's against Klal Yisrael. And it's hard. And it looks like everything's under Teva. So what do you do? To stop thinking about the physical world. Stop thinking about everything that's on Twitter and whatever other stupidity there is and what's on all news things. Ulischazik es atzel be'emuna levad. Mechazik yourself in emuna, which means that what? Shut everything off. Person needs that. If you look, it's actually very funny, because Rav Muttal said that if you were to ask a person today, if you were to draw today, Rav Muttal Zavis, to chin her up, said that if you draw like a person, if an alien were to come to you, yeah? Say, what is a person? How would you describe them? So if you were to describe to a person who has no idea what a human is, the way you would describe a person, if you were to draw a picture, you draw a picture of a guy in a fancy suit, fancy belt, don't forget, very fancy belt, right? Fancy shoes, probably fancy glasses also, like extremely fancy glasses, new pair every 5 minutes, right? And on a cell phone. Probably two cell phones by now. That's how you would for sure describe a person today, on a cell phone. Happens to be that if you drive in New Jersey at all, or in the five towns, there's a huge ad for a certain college, has a big ad, and it's a Jewish college, and their ad is a guy, this is our graduate from 2014, on his cell phone. So it's mamish, like I heard that on Shabbos 2 weeks ago, and the next day I saw an ad like that, and I called the guy I stayed by, I was like, Nuchi, your mamish right, like this is like what they're trying to like show, like this is our type of person, a guy on a cell phone. How is a person supposed to learn if you're on your cell phone? How's a person supposed to daven if you know that your cell phone can ring in a second? Right? You have to know how to separate a little bit. Lahamin be'emuna shlema shakol ba'ashgach levad ve'ein shum teva omchal. To know that what? That there's no such thing as teva. There isn't. And that's an MS. Is that Hashem is what? Hashem is ani rishon, ani achron. Umi baladecha ein lanu melech. There's nothing else but Hashem. Person has to know and live with that emuna pshuta. Mamish emuna pshuta. That's called Ashrei Tmimi Darach. That's how David Melech starts his tehillim. He starts, how he starts, tell him. He starts with Ashrei, but in Kuf Yud Tes, which is the longest parak in all of Tehillim, how does he start? Ashrei Tmimi Darach. How does Likutei Moharan start? Ashrei Tmimi Darach. All about Tmimus. Simplicity. So now it goes very this. Tiv Gematria V'amunascha Balelos. It's a big Gematria. So V'amunascha Balelos Gematria exactly 1001. First of all, it's Gematria exactly Poshe Yisrael. which means that what even a Jew who thinks that mamash, I'm so rachot from Hashem, I have nothing left in my tank. When things are hard, you tell Hashem, I have a moon in you, tell Hashem. Hashem, things are hard for me now, but Hashem, I want you to know, speak that out to Hashem. You don't need to speak to a wall. Right? You can speak to Hashem and say that, what Hashem, I have a moon in you. I really have a moon in you. And Hashem, I really want to be closer to you. I need siyat Shemaya. Please, Hashem. That's a moon right there. But also, if you take the word ashrei, so who's praiseworthy? Who's the person who's praiseworthy? Let's take ashrei b'miloy. So Aleph is Alpha on Pei 111. Shin is Shin Yun Nun 360. So that's going to give you 471. Resh is Resh Yud Shin is 510. It's 981. And Yud is 20. What's 981 and 20? 1001. So Ashrei B'miloi is exactly matcha of Amunas Chabalelos. When things aren't so gishmak, but you have a Muna there, that's someone who Hashem says praiseworthy. It's not when there's big, when everything's givaldic. That's when things are rough a little bit. And when you're not, like we learned today from the Basayin, when you're not getting praised for everything, and you do it betwimis and with emuna, Hashem says, oh, that's someone who I say is ashrei. Another remez to this, which the chevra will like, is that v'amunas chabalelos, gematria exactly, with the kolal, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. This is what the Baal Shem Tov was doing. Baal Shem Tov was dealing with people who thought they were nothings. The simple people. That's who he loved, the simple people. Tell them what? That this derech is mamish this. Who else in the world speaks about Amunah and made Amunah an Iker? Every piece of the Kutim Aran, which Reb Nachman said about himself, he says, this is an old derech being refreshed. He said, I wanted just to bring back the derech of my great-grandfather. It's the Baal Shem Tov. He said, by the Baal Shem Tov, it was about Amunah and Simcha. Speaking about Amunah, working in Amunah, striving in Amunah. And so we know the Baal Shem Tov traced back his lineage right to David HaMelech. That's why so much of it is based on Tehillim, such an Asik in Tehillim by the Chassidim. That's the Inyan of the Baal Shem Tov Kaddish. And the last the Remez want to say is that Munas Chabalelos, it says in the Gemara in Beitza, and also the Gemara in Shabbos, says Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Tova Bebeis Kanaza. It says, I have a special gift in my treasure house, the Shabbos Shema. And it's called Shabbos, and go and give it to Klal Yisrael. So Shabbos is referred to as Matana Tova Bebeis Kanaza. So V'amunas Chabalelos, Kamach exactly, Matana Tova Bebeis Kanaza, which is the Inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos is what gives a Jew a muna, even in this hard zman. So now come back to our parsha, Vayetzi Yaakov. Where did he leave from? Mi Be'er Sheva. What's Be'er Sheva? The Be'er of Sheva. What's Sheva represent? Shabbos. So Be'er. Shabbos is what? It's the Be'er that gives everything else. It's the Be'er that gives chiyas to the rest of the world. And that's, so Yaakov, where'd he go? Mi Be'er Sheva. He was misdabik himself to the Be'er Sheva, but he went out into Charon, which is Charon Af, which is Galus. But what do we see from that? That is only once he got to catch the Shabbos, then he could go to Lavan. And he could come back strong also. Because that's what Shabbos gives to you. It gives a Jew to know that what? You, listen, when Mashiach comes to Mirat Hashem, Mamash Bekarov, we're going to be living in Yom Shkula Shabbos. But until now, we have to make Avdallah. I know, we have to make Avdallah. But the Indian of when you make Avdallah is that you misdabik yourself to Shabbos. Lav Mako, we have a whole sugi on that, but that's not for now. But that's the Indian of coming out of Shabbos. You know you're going into the Amunas Chabalel, so you have to grab onto that. So Nachman says also in Torah Tzadik Dalid, say it outside, he says we know the number, the Indian of Amunah, Amunah is represented by number 7. Right? Because in the Spheros, we know the 7th sphere is Malchus, and in Malchus represents Amunah. So Amunah is associated with 7. So obviously what else is 7? Shabbos. See that Emunah and Shabbos go one hand in hand together, mamish. It's a mitzvah with Rav Matal that it was this year at we had a chabura the day after Shabbos or Monday, and in the summer, and we spent Shabbos by him, which is mamish. It was so gishmak. Everything's gishmak by him. Really recommend you should all go there for Shabbos at some point. But I remember so our Rumsi's brother was there, and he came in. And he said to the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, Shabbos is mamish unbelievable. Right? He said, it was unbelievable. Rav says, no, it was believable. And he's like, what? He's like, Shabbos is Amunah, so it's believable. It's not unbelievable. But which means that what he's giving such a yesod also is that, like, I mean, we say unbelievable, like, it's unbelievable. Rav says, no, it's a pasha, no. It's believable because it was Shabbos. That's why, and that's why he didn't deny it. He said, yeah, it was Gishma because it was Shabbos. But that you see that what? That Amunah and Shabbos go hand in hand. Even ask AC. AC was at Shalashir's this week with Rubenstein. Mamash Halig, no? When you're really with the Tzaddik on Shabbos, Mamash a different world. So now I'll tell you what more remez, love this remez, that we said before, the Sodos and the Shoresh for all Amunah is what? Yishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yeah? So when we come into Shabbos, we make Kiddush. Say, V'Shabbos Kadcho B'Yahav Ratzon Nichilan, right? So you take gematria Vishabis Kadsho. So Vishabis Kadsho is gematria 1118. Exactly Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Because this is the new Shabbos. Shabbos what gives a Jew emunah. Shabbos, mamish, Shabbos kodesh. You make ourselves shaykh to Shabbos. You put in your efforts. You put in your kochas to Shabbos. That you come into Shabbos. The Arizal says you're mekabel Shabbos. You say mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. What are the Rosh Tevas of mizmor shir liyom haShabbos? Limoshe. You mizdabik yourself to Moshe. Why? Because Moshe knows how to be a malik. He knows how to have emunah. Happens to be that yismach Moshe. We say on Shabbos day. So yismach Moshe. The simcha Moshe. The simcha Moshe. Yismach Moshe is gematria Shabbos. And what do you say? Two psukim later. You were just mekabel Shabbos, so you say v'emunascha balelos, because you're telling yourself that what? That how do I light up things that are dark in my life? When I connect myself to Shabbos, which is the day of emunah, boom. That's what's going to give me chiyus. And like we said, just to connect it to Hanukkah, that we said before, the Indian Rav Nosson says that what's emunah? Obviously, v'emunascha balelos means that what if it's dark? Emunah gives you an aura that you can see through the darkness. That's exactly Hanukkah. Hanukkah is that Indian of emunah. Is that dark? It doesn't make any sense that one light can light. But it lights because we had a munah. That's why the Kohen's gematria bitachon. Because they lived with that bitachon. Boom, that's what created the Matzias of Hanukkah. It's through that bitachon. It's through that amunah, mamish. So a person has to misdive himself during these days of Hanukkah to know that what when it's dark outside and it's cold. And Yavan, we want to make choshech. Everything's dark. Everything's mamish. It's not shayach. But you have to know when I work on that amunah, that brings an or to me. That's why the in is that we have to take choshech and turn choshech into or. So from the Hidagah Basayin, it's such a beautiful remez. It's like, the job of a Jew is to take Choshech, turn it to Or. So you take Gematria of Choshech plus Or. Choshech is 334. Oh. Choshech, oh, Givaldig. Choshech is Gematria exactly a moon of a Milai. That's a Givaldig remez, no? Choshech is Gematria exactly a moon of a Milai. That the moon of, Dafka, a moon of a Shlemus lights up the Choshech. Amazing. So Choshech plus Or, 334 plus 207. Yeah, 334 plus 207 is Gematria 541, is Gematria exactly Yisrael. So that's the job of an Ish Yisrael. Is to take Choshech and turn that Choshech into Or. How? Through Emunah. Dafka that Emunah, that takes and turns it in. That's the Indian of Hanukkah. Hanukkah comes, Dafka at nighttime. You light below 10 Tefachim, the lowest places where there's no light there. It's mamish dark there, and you say, even in those places, that's where I light them up. And that's the Indian of Emunah. Emunah goes into the lowest places. Why? Because everyone, what's the first thing you teach a little kid? Shema Yisrael, Shema Kena, Shema Chad. So people, well, why do you teach that to him? So I'll be penimis. The reason why is because you know you teach your kid before anything else, emunah. Because if you have emunah, then you're good. That even if you could fall to places, what did we see from Nachman before? Even if you could fall, if you have emunah, ain't shmiyash ba'olamcha. That's why he yadav emunah ad ba'a shemesh. That you bring that emunah all the way up until that shemesh comes. What's that shemesh? That shemesh of Mashiach. That's the shemesh like we know that Yaakov got healed by the shemesh. The Shemesh is the koach of healing. We know that it says that Shabbos, Shemesh b'Shabbos, when there's the Shemesh and Shabbos, that gives refuah to that's the tzedakah ta'anim on Shabbos. So there's beginning of Shemesh and Shabbos, not for now, but there's beginning of Amunah, so we have to mamash work on this Amunah. Happens to be that, just a final ramah, I'll tell you, I wrote down here, I didn't realize, is that the Inyan of Mashiach is Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Yeah? So we know the midah of Mashiach ben Yosef is what? Midah of Yesod. Yosef represents Yesod, is Kedushas Abris. And we know the midah of David Melech is Malchus. Right? So we need a yichud of Yesod and Malchus. So we know that Malchus is Emunah. So we take Gematria of Emunah plus Yesod. So Emunah is 102, Yesod is 80. How much do you get? 182. 182 is Gematria Yaakov. So Svarim speak about this week, Dafki Yaakov had an Indian. This is what he was Osek in. Bringing together two Mashiachs. Going into Gullus, but revealing in Gullus in Or. And that's the Inyan of Yaakov. We're traveling now with Yaakov for the next couple of parshias. Building with Yaakov is building this Inyan. That's why he has the Shvatim. He has both Yosef and he has Yehuda. Because this is the Inyan, Chavir. We have to live with the parshias. Live with Yaakov Inyan. He's taking us on a journey of what? Of Emunah. That even in base Lavan, like he's going to come out saying next week, Im Lavan Garti Vitarag Mitzvah Shamarti. How? How do you keep that? Because you had Emunah. And when you have Emunah, everything else is lit up to you. So, Bizocha to live with these words of Rav Nachman, and Bizocha to that mamish, that very, very high Emunah, and that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos, Nucha, Lechayalon, Lekavit Shabbos, Kodesh.